The owner and general manager of the Cowboys, the man who will once again run the Cowboys draft, we say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
Well, it's a big day for you. What do you have up your sleeve for? I'm sorry.
And we've got some exciting stuff in store for the Cowboy fans. I think this is going to be one of our best drafts ever.
Okay. Well, that sounds encouraging.
Yeah.
Now, during the offseason, I look seriously at trading for that, who's that Mexican John Elway? Mark Sanchez. I want to get him.
Never heard him described that way.
I haven't either.
But other players that we are looking at in this draft that may not necessarily be on everyone else's draft board are He Hate Me the Third. I don't know if people have seen him.
No.
RG4. Quincy Carter Jr.
Oh, no.
He's in consideration. And we've taken a serious look at just about everyone from Deion's Prime Prep Academy.
That's a little young there. But could you give us an idea of what you I know you don't want to tip your hand, but could you give us an idea what you may do at 16?
I'm drafting Johnny Manziel.
Oh, wow. Whoa. That's pretty upfront.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really impressed with Johnny Manziel, and I know that I've said that I would not draft him, but that was just to throw people off the trail so I could so other teams wouldn't feel like they had to take him to keep him away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out there that I'm not going to take him. So then he's going to fall down to 16, and I'm going to take him.
Okay. Well, what do you like about Johnny Manziel?
That's for off air, by the way. Broadcast. But I like Johnny Manziel. I like just about everything about him.
Oh,
I like his nickname, Johnny Football, because it's all about football.
Mm-hmm.
And we need someone around Valley Ranch that's all about football, because Lord knows I'm not.
That's true.
I like the way he cuts and shoots on the field, unlike the White House era players who like to cut and shoot off the field.
True.
And we had, I think, Michael Irvin darn near decapitated Everett McIver one time.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate incident.
Isolated incident, yeah.
He likes to stay up late and take selfies and polish off a case in a night and flip people off and grab some ass and get photographed shirtless and get in fights just like me.
So he's your kind of guy.
So I'm looking for a running buddy. Now, I should clarify, I only do that stuff at family reunions.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, not so much every day, but yeah, I'd love to have a running buddy, and I think this Johnny Manziel can party pretty hard.
It looks like he can.
And I've tried so hard over the past few years to make us Rumo-friendly, but that just hadn't worked out for me. It's made us very playoff-unfriendly. So.
That's true.
Yeah, but matter of fact, as a backup, if we can't get Manziel, we're going to get Tony Romo and strap him into an electrified chair and have a projector that has a simulated game in front of him, and it's the fourth quarter, and any time his brain thinks about throwing the football, we're going to light him up with 100,000 volts through his testicles.
Oh, my God.
Condition him to not throw that ball in fourth quarter.
It's like a really, really elaborate shock collar, basically.
Yeah, it basically is, but it's called the testiculator.
That's ridiculous. And someone's drafting Johnny Manziel. You've already got a quarterback. You said that this week.
Yeah, but the quarterback is Tony Romo. So, but I'm a bit worried now because I was just handed a note by Roosevelt that this is on the air. So now it's been announced that I want to take Johnny Manziel. So that's going to require me to trade up if I want to get him, possibly. So, unfortunately, I poured over our roster, and we don't have no players that nobody wants. So I've had to figure out some alternate items that I can package and trade to someone, maybe move up.
Well, like what?
Well, I've been combing through my closets and my garage to find some trade bait, and so far I've come up with an unopened box of Cowboys 2007 NFC Championship hats. Alfredo Roberts Super Bowl ring. I found that. A game used support bra from Bill Parcells.
All right.
Jerry Jr. swim certificate from summer camp last year.
Last year.
No one's going to want this stuff as value to trade up in the draft, by the way.
A jar filled with my original teeth.
Oh, man.
A shoebox full of threatening letters I never mailed to Jimmy Johnson. And the bones of Crazy Ray.
All right. You've got those. You've got those.
Indeed.
Well, no one's going to take that as trade bait, so you better come up with a pick or a player or something.
Well, I'm just thinking outside the box. That's what you do when you got to get creative to stay positive, and that's what I'm doing. And I'll tell you something else I'm doing this year. I'm thinning out the war room.
Okay, yeah. Who's in there tonight?
It's just going to be me, Spalding, Roosevelt, and Roosevelt's cousin Slappy and Back Fat. And that is it.
What about Jason Garrett?
We're going to leave him out of it this year.
Why?
Because he sucks, and he's stupid, and he's dumb, and he needs to go away. Good morning.
All right, good luck. That's Jerry, and the draft is tonight. All right, it's 8:49 on the ticket. What will really happen in the draft tonight? We'll try to figure that out with the great Peter King.